An investigative report on ties between Iraq's Kurds and Israel is raising concern in Iraq's neighbor to the north, Turkey. Turkey is Israel's closest military ally in the Middle East and one of its most important trading partners. They cemented their alliance during the 1990s. That alliance suffered in recent months when Turkey's prime minister started criticizing Israeli operations in the occupied territories. And this new report isn't helping matters, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
In an article in The New Yorker this month, award-winning journalist Seymour Hersh reported that Israeli agents are covertly training Kurdish commandos in northern Iraq. The report set off alarm bells in Turkey, which has long worried about the independence aspirations of the Iraqi Kurds and the potential spillover effect on its own Kurdish community. Israel quickly denied the New Yorker report. Pinhas Avivi, Israel's ambassador to Ankara, says Israel hasn't had relations with Iraqi Kurds since it supported their revolt against Baghdad in the 60s and 70s.
I was ordered by the highest level of in the government of Israel to say in a clear and responsible way that we are against any participation of Israel in the northern part of Iraq.
Turkey's top diplomat, Abdullah Gül, says he wants to believe the denials.
Well, it's a very sensitive issue here. It's not only sensitive for us, it's sensitive for the America. It's sensitive for the, all the neighboring countries, and it's sensitive for the territorial integrity and political unity of Iraq.
But privately, one Turkish official said Ankara continues to get reports from multiple sources that there is Israeli activity in northern Iraq that involves the training of Kurdish fighters. A Western diplomat in Ankara says he's seen no evidence to confirm the reports, but adds that it would be surprising if Israeli intelligence did not have some kind of presence in northern Iraq. For now, both Israeli and Turkish officials insist publicly that their relationship has not changed. Bilateral ties have grown steadily over the past decade, with an estimated $5.5 billion in annual trade, roughly half of it, Turkish diplomats say, in the military sphere. Turkey is also negotiating multi-million dollar deals to sell water and energy to Israel. But for the past few months, relations have soured, with criticism from Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He repeatedly called the Israeli assassination of Hamas leaders and the demolition of Palestinian homes state terror, and compared the treatment of the Palestinians to the persecution of the Jews during the Spanish Inquisition. In an interview today, Turkish Foreign Minister Gül insisted the alliance was still strong.
There's no any problem. This doesn't mean that, okay, we don't have right to criticize each other if we see something wrong, but the traditionally friendship will continue.
But analysts say many Turks are suspicious of Israel.
Well, Israel is not a popular name for the Turkish public.
International relations professor Cengiz Candar says the Turkish government has had to respond to popular support at home for the Palestinians.
One should never forget, despite the close military, commercial, even political links between Turkey and Israel, that the overwhelming majority of Turkish people are Muslims. And from Turkey, when the situation is viewed, it is the occupation of Israel trampling upon the rights of Palestinians.
Earlier this month, Ankara signaled its displeasure by briefly withdrawing its top diplomats from Israel. And today, after a dispute over security arrangements, Israel's El Al airline announced the temporary suspension of flights to and from Turkey. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.